cat with a short brim hat.
I wanna be a private eye.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Gale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast series of Radio Private Eyes, some of the best old-time radio detective shows on the net. Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and thank you so much for tuning in. You know, it's a real pleasure bringing these old-time radio shows to you, but I'm going to have to ask you for some help. As a send a monetary donation via PayPal, that's cjkale@mystery-otr.com, that's cjkale@mystery-otr.com. And finally, would be tell all your friends and relatives and neighbors about Mystery Play Internet Radio. Tell them about the outstanding old-time radio you enjoy. And thank you so much for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Box 13. With the star of Paramount Pictures, Alan Ladd, as Dan Holliday.
Box 13. Box 13. Box 13.
They stood in the warm rays of the autumn sun while the wind played in the girl's hair. Oh, no, not that.
Susie.
Hello, Mr. Holliday. Oh, no, not what?
I'm referring to the story I'm writing.
Better forget the story, Mr. Holliday. I've got mail for you.
So? What's new in Box 13?
Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday. Now for Box 13. Starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday.
Let's see. Where was I? Oh. But Betty forgot her dignity as she fell and bumped her head against the tree which stood nearby. Oh, brother.
Mr. Holliday.
What's that, Susie?
I said that maybe the mail from Box 13 might give you an idea. Today there were two letters.
Two?
Yes, One of them is a big, fat envelope.
Now, who in the world would send me a big, fat envelope?
The police department. It's a block of tickets for their annual ball.
What's the other one?
This one smells all romantic-like. It has the odor of Christmas night. Or, maybe it's Easter morn.
Or maybe it's Tuesday afternoon. Here, let's have it. If you will really do anything, what I have to ask is very, very little. Please meet me in North Park at 10 o'clock tonight. I'll be waiting at the bench near the entrance to the bridal path. Signed, Anonymous.
It couldn't have been very romantic, Mr. Holliday.
Oh, why not, Susie?
I don't see stars in your eyes.
We'll take another look, Susie. Tonight at 10 o'clock. An anonymous note. A rendezvous in the park at night. Well, I must admit it's better than the yarn I was writing. At least it's got a good start. The question is, what's the ending? Well, this is the park and the clock says 10. And there's the bench at the end of the bridal path. And that's all there is. Hey, wait a minute. Is that? No, it couldn't be. A little girl, sound asleep, nobody else around. What's she doing out here alone this time of night? Little girl. Wake up, little girl. Wake up.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Sandman came and I was supposed to stay awake.
Now, what are you doing here?
Waiting.
But aren't you cold?
No, I'm not cold. I have a nice new coat. See? see?
Yes, it's very pretty. But for whom are you waiting?
I'm waiting for the man.
What man?
He comes out of a box. It has a number.
Oh, no. You don't mean box 13?
Yes, that's it. How did you know?
Because I'm the man.
Oh, I'm so glad. You're nice. Oh, I like you lots.
Well, thanks. Who told you about the man from box 13?
One of my mothers.
Mothers? You've got more than one?
Of course, I got two.
You're a very remarkable little girl. How do you happen to have two mothers?
I don't know. It just happened, I guess.
What's your name?
Jamie.
I mean, what's your other name?
I promised I wouldn't tell.
Now, whom did you promise?
My mother.
Oh, your mother. The first one or the second one?
The first one, naturally.
Forgive me, I'm so stupid tonight. Where do you live, Jamie?
I've had two homes, and I couldn't find either one.
That's great. Look, Janie, what are you going to do?
I'm going with you because I like you, and I promised I would.
So that's it. Oh, no, you're not. I'm going to take you to the police station.
My mother said you wouldn't.
Why wouldn't I?
My mother said you were a nice man who was smarter than any policeman ever was.
Janie, flattery will get you nowhere.
What's flattery?
That's something you've probably already learned from your mother. Now, do you know where you live?
Sure, I live in the house.
And do you know where the house is?
Well, first you have to walk down this block to Jack Black's drugstore.
Well, come on.
And then we get to the drugstore, we turn left and walk a block.
Oh, that's where you live.
No, no. That's the corner where Johnson's toy shop is.
Now, Janie.
And then we turn right and go two blocks.
That's home.
That's where the ice cream parlor is.
Now, stop that, Janie, and tell me how to get to your home.
Well, you walk half a block up that street. That's home.
Oh, that's your home.
No, that's David's home.
So you're not going to tell me where you live, is that it?
I think maybe you'd better look at my book first. It's Grimm Fairy Tales. Only they're not grim at all. They're nice.
You want me to read to you? At 10 o'clock at night? You know, young lady, it's way past your bedtime.
No, I want you to read the letter that's in my book. Mommy said to tell you about it.
Letter? Here, let me see that. Well, how do you like this? Please take care of my little Janie for me. I shall communicate with you in a little while. Let no one, even the police, take her away. Believe me when I say you're doing nothing illegal. Just helping out. Her mother.
You're nice. I like your voice. What's your name?
Dan. A sucker, if there ever was one. This is not good. A small girl left in your care with no more authority than a letter. Suppose the woman who wrote this letter isn't Janie's real mother. Then, Holiday, you're in trouble. But suppose she is the real mother. Why should she leave her child with a perfect stranger? Why? Well, there's only one thing to do. Take her to your apartment. Come on, Janie girl, let's go. Hope that the neighbors won't see you bringing home a little girl. Because that happens to be one item you don't win at a bingo game. Put her down on the couch, Holiday. That's it. Never knew a kid could have so much strength in her arms, did you? Feels kind of good, too. Better get a blanket to put over. Better yet, stupid, put her in your bed. Well, Holiday, it looks like you're sleeping on the couch tonight. I wonder who she is and what this is all about. Hello?
Dan Holiday?
Yes?
The man from Box 13?
Yes?
How's my little girl? Did you get home all right?
How did you get my phone number?
That's not important.
How do you know who I am?
Please, how is my little girl?
She's asleep.
Oh, thank heavens.
I heard the bell ringing.
She just woke up.
Is she all right?
She's fine, but...
I want a fairy tale.
Just a minute, honey. How long will it take you to get over here?
Oh, I can't come over there now. I'm afraid to.
Lady, which mother are you?
I don't understand you.
She says she's got two.
I'm her real mother.
Well, then get over here and take her.
I can't explain now, but please, Mr. Holliday, keep her just for a few days.
A few days?
And don't give her up to anyone, not even the police.
Now, how do I know this is on the level?
You don't. You'll just have to trust me. I promise you, you'll never regret it.
I don't like any part of this, except Janie.
You'll understand soon, Mr. Holliday. And remember, be very careful. Both Janie and you are in danger.
You're a writer, Holliday. How do you like this plot? A mother gives a little girl to a strange man, warning him not to give the child up to anyone, not even the police. And then she admits there's danger. Janie.
I broke the nail. I broke the nail.
Oh, that's all right, baby. Are you hurt?
I didn't mean to. I wanted my bed to book.
No, don't cry, honey. That was a nasty old lamp anyway. All it did was throw off a lot of light.
You're a nightmare. Are you my daddy?
No, Janie.
My daddy went away when I was a baby. Why can't you be my daddy?
It's getting late, honey. Aren't you sleepy?
Not anymore. Read me a fairy tale, Daddy.
In the morning, Janie. Now, you'd better get to bed.
Have you got a doll?
No, I'm sorry. No doll.
Teddy bear?
No teddy bear.
You must be awful lonesome.
Maybe you've got something there, little lady.
Daddy?
Hmm?
Tell me a fairy story.
All right, honey. Let's see now. Once upon a time, there were three bears. The papa bear, the mama bear,
and the baby bear. I know that story.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Red Riding Hood.
And the wolf ate up her grandmother. I know that one, too.
Janie, maybe you should tell me the stories. Oh, let's see. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Jack who planted a bean seed. And it grew up into a mighty tall vine.
And he climbed into the sky and killed a bad giant. I know that one, too.
Saved by the bell.
Hello, Holliday.
Oh, Lieutenant Kling. Holliday, you're in a jam. Lieutenant Kling of the police department doesn't drop in on people unless there's trouble. Watch your step, boy.
Well, aren't you going to ask me in?
Oh, sure. Come in, Lieutenant.
That's better.
Anything wrong?
Well, that's what I dropped in to find out. When you stay out of the department's hair for more than 2 weeks, I begin to worry.
Haven't been doing a thing, Lieutenant. Not a thing.
Besides, I want to know if you got those tickets to the ball.
Hello.
Yeah, what's this?
A little girl.
Oh, thanks, Holliday. What's your name, young lady?
Vicky. Vicky Preston.
Oh, no, it isn't.
It isn't? Holliday.
Great little kidder. Dandy sense of humor. Likes to pretend she's somebody else.
All children do.
Who is he, Daddy?
Daddy? Holliday, my boy.
See what I mean?
Who is he, Daddy?
He's a cop. A policeman, honey. Lieutenant Kling.
Oh, I like policemen.
And I like little girls. Got two of them myself. Is the writing business slow these days, Holliday?
How do you mean?
Oh, thought you might be picking up a few bucks babysitting.
Oh, yes, just helping out a friend.
I could use you sometime. My wife and I like to get out every now and then. What's your price to sit with my kids?
That depends. Are your children anything like you?
Now, Holliday.
Oh, I'm just asking. Glad to accommodate anytime.
Yep, see you around, Holliday.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Whew. Your hand is shaking.
Never mind, Janie. It's time you went to sleep. There's something about a kid asleep. Maybe I'm glad this happened. Got to use more kids in my stories after this. You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have one around all the time. What am I saying? Now what? Lay off, you'll wake the kid.
You Dan Holliday?
Yeah, that's right.
I'd like to come inside and talk with you.
If you don't mind, I'd rather talk out in the doorway.
Very well, I'll be direct. You have a little girl here named Janie, about 5 years old.
Why?
My name is Sam Parker. That mean anything?
No.
I've got a letter here authorizing me to take the little girl away.
You're her father?
Read the letter, then hand over the child.
No.
Very well, I'll call the police.
I wish you would. Care to use the phone down the hall?
I'm sorry about this. But get inside, then. Keep your hands over your head.
Put down that gun. What do you think you're pulling?
Shut up and get inside. Oh, there she is.
Put down that gun, I said.
She comes with me, Holliday. Just keep those hands high.
And I said she's staying here.
Move over to that wall.
Stay away from her, I said.
One more move and you...
Think so.
Harry! Harry, help! Hit him with the gun, Harry, now!
I got him.
You are listening to Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday. Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday.
Nice going, Holliday. Very nice. You advertise in the newspaper for adventure and you get a little girl. Then you lose her to a man with a gun. You don't even know the mother's name or where she is. Now what?
Mr. Holliday, I'm Wanda Parker, Janie's mother. Is she all right?
You're the woman who called me on the phone?
Yes. My baby, where is she?
You're a fine one to be asking that after you leave her alone on the park bench.
I was there hiding. I saw you take... Where is she?
You shouldn't have let her go in the first place.
Mr. Holliday, where is she?
She's not here.
Not here? What have you done with my daughter?
You're her real mother?
Of course I am. Where is she? What's happened?
A man came in.
And you let him take the child?
I'm sorry. There was nothing I could do. We had a friend and a gun. They knocked me out. When I came to, Janie was gone.
This man, did he have black hair and very thick eyebrows?
Yes, he said his name was Parker.
Oh, no. No, it couldn't be. Mr. Holliday, we've got to get her back right away.
Before I do anything, you're going to tell me a few things. Then we'll decide.
Who's that?
I don't know. Right now, I wouldn't even care to guess.
Is there a back door? Can I get out without being seen?
Yeah, through the kitchen. There's a door leads out into the hall. What are you afraid of?
Holliday, open the door.
Do you know who that is?
Yes, a police officer, Lieutenant Kling.
You mustn't see me. I'll call you later.
All right, I'm coming.
What took you so long to open the door?
Can't a man get some sleep?
With your shoes on?
My feet are cold.
Get inside. All right, Miss Hutton.
Are you sure this is the man, Lieutenant? Do you think he could have taken Janie away?
I'm not sure of anything, but what you told me, he's just the type that could dream up a little nightmare like this.
Lieutenant, mind telling me what this is all about?
I'm Mrs. Hatton, and I'm Janie's mother. I want her right this minute.
Janie's mother? You're Janie's mother?
Lieutenant Kling, if this man has my little Janie, make him give her up right this minute.
Come on, Holliday, where is she?
Or who?
You know what I want, that little girl you had here half an hour ago. Janie Parker.
Me? I had a little girl? Up here?
Holliday.
Yes, Lieutenant.
I came up here to see you. I was worried about you. I didn't know how right I was.
And I appreciated your interest.
Shut up. When I came up here, there was a little girl around. Now, where is she?
Kling, you have my word. I don't know.
Maybe you could remember down at headquarters.
I can't remember something I didn't know in the first place.
He doesn't look like the type who would have taken Janie.
Oh, thank you. Now, Mrs. Hatton, if you'd tell me what this is all about, maybe I could help you.
My little girl disappeared tonight. I was frantic. I called the police.
I got the report right after I'd up here to see you, Holliday. From the description, I'd say you had Janie Parker right here.
But you're not sure.
Maybe you'd like to prove to me where you got the little girl I saw up here, eh? Come on, come on, tell me.
Lieutenant, you'd never believe me.
Then where is that little girl now? Can you tell me that?
No, I can't. But suppose I produced the girl and you found out it wasn't the same one.
Holliday, what are you driving at?
I just want a chance to produce the girl. How about it, Kling?
I think you're pulling another one of your fast shenanigans. I ought to lock you up. But I'm inclined to give you a chance.
What kind of a chance?
I'm giving you 3 hours to find that little girl.
3 hours?
Then I'll be back, Holiday. So don't try anything funny.
Lieutenant, at the moment, I have practically no sense of humor left. At least you're not in jail, Holiday. The good lieutenant walked out with Mrs. Hatton. You're as free as a bird on the wing for 3 hours. If you were smart as that bird, you'd wing out of town until this blows over.
Mr. Holiday.
You.
They've gone.
You've been listening?
Yes, at the kitchen door.
Now, look, if you're Janie's mother and Mrs. Hatton is Janie's
Mr.
mother...
Mr. Holiday, there's no time to explain.
Wait a minute. Then who is Sam Parker?
He's not Sam Parker. He's Sam Clark.
Oh, I see. Because Janie has two mothers, Sam Parker turns out to be Sam Clark. What are you giving me?
I can clear up the whole thing, but we've got to get Janie away from Sam Clark first. Otherwise, I may never see her again.
How do you go about finding a man named Sam Clark in a city this size?
He doesn't live here, but I heard he drove his car down. That means he's probably staying at Brown's Motel.
Uh-huh. I think I'll drop out and pay him a visit.
I'll go with you.
No, I don't think that's wise. I'm going alone.
But Mr. Holiday...
He carries a gun. You stay here.
You'll get her. You'll bring Janie back.
I'll try my best.
I'll be waiting.
After that, I'll spend a quiet weekend with a psychiatrist. This is it. Brown's Motel. Now to find a man named Sam Clark or Sam Parker. Ask the manager. That's logical. So he is here. Well, what do you do now, Holiday? You knock on the door, Sam Clark will stick a gun in your ribs. There'll be a fight, and Janie might get hurt. The telephone. That's how to do it. Remember to thank the man who invented outdoor phone booths. There it is. Brown's Motel. This is one time you'd better be right, Holiday. Because if you're wrong, you're dead. And that's so permanent.
Brown's Motel?
I want to speak to Mr. Clark.
I don't know. He said he didn't want to be disturbed.
It's a matter of life and death. Get him to the phone.
Who is this?
Hurry, man. I've only got a couple of minutes.
Okay, I'll see.
Now, quick, Holiday. Out of the booth and around the corner towards the back. Wait. Now. Take it easy. Here he comes. Now, Holiday, just step around to the side of the booth where he won't be seen.
Hello? 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 What kind of gag is this?
No gag at all, Mr. Clark.
Oh!
That'll take care of him long enough for me to straighten this all out. Honey, I want you to tell me the truth. You know what the truth is?
Of course I do, Daddy.
Then tell me quickly. That man who brought you here, is he your real daddy?
Oh, no. He's not my real daddy. Besides, I don't like him.
Well, come on, Janie. We're getting out of here right now. I hope that's Lieutenant Kling and Mrs. Hatton.
So, Holiday, you brought her back.
Yeah, I brought her back.
Oh, Janie, my baby.
Mommy!
I thought I'd lost you. I thought I'd never see you again. Mr. Holiday, I saw these people come in. Did you... Janie.
Mommy.
Janie.
No, 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 wait a minute. Wait a minute. What is this?
These are my two mommies.
Holiday, would you mind explaining this little two-mother soiree you've cooked up?
Lieutenant, I think you'd better listen to what Mrs. Parker has to say.
I'd like to listen to anyone who can make sense out of this highly confusing little situation. Anyone but you, Holiday.
Thanks. Go on, Mrs. Parker. She's Janie's mother.
Well, then who are you, Mrs. Hatton?
Kling, let Mrs. Parker explain, will you?
Yes, please do, Mrs. Parker.
My husband's been dead for some time. I've been working out of town so I could take care of Janie. I placed her in a foundling home for the year I'd be gone.
And I'm a foster mother, Lieutenant. The foundling home paid me to take care of Janie.
But you two have never met, eh?
That's right, Kling. Is it beginning to make sense?
No. If neither of these two ladies had the child... Who did?
A man named Sam Parker, who turned out to be Sam Clark.
Holiday, will you cut that out?
Sam Clark is my husband's cousin. He's been trying to take Janie away from me legally.
That bothers me, Mrs. Parker. Why would he do that?
Because there's an inheritance coming to her from her grandparents. He hopes to prove me negligent and get her custody. That way he can control the estate.
And that's where I came.
You see, I took Janie from Mrs. Hatton's house. I wanted to hide her. I read Mr. Holliday's ad. I gave her to him.
You gave her a child, a Holliday? Oh, lady, you didn't know what you were doing.
No, no, just to keep until it was safe, until I could get matters straightened out with the court.
Well, now I'm beginning to see the light. Are you satisfied, Mrs. Hatton?
Of course. I'd never try to keep Janie from her mother.
Thank heaven for that. So I guess it's all wound up, eh, Holliday?
Oh, no. Not yet. There's more.
Holliday, if you've got one more ramification up that sleeve of yours...
I could hardly get Sam Clark up my sleeve. But I've got a hunch he should be here any minute.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Answer the door, Holliday.
I'd suggest a gun in your hand, Lieutenant.
A gun? What for?
Oh, don't ask silly questions. Come in, Mr. Clark.
Get your hands up. We've got something to settle.
Meet Lieutenant Kling of the police department.
What? No! Oh.
That's a nice right you've got, Holliday. Pick up his gun.
Thanks, Lieutenant. It's a pleasure.
Mr. Holliday, how can I ever thank you?
Very easily. Just bring little Janie up to see me occasionally.
I certainly shall.
Oh, by the way, I have a suggestion for you two ladies. I think I know how you can both keep Janie.
But how?
What do you mean, Mr. Holliday?
Suppose you, Mrs. Parker, continue with your work. Janie could stay at Mrs. Hatton's, and so could you.
Oh, Mrs. Parker, if you only would.
I think that's simply wonderful.
Mommy.
Yes?
He fixed it so I can keep my tool, Mommy, didn't he?
Yes, he did, darling.
And would you be my real daddy?
Well, now, Janie, you see, it's like this.
Let's see you get out of that, Holliday.
And would you tell me a fairy story?
Oh, no, you don't catch me on that one. I'll write you one.
Mr. Holliday, I think you ought to know that... Oh, what a cute little girl. Who are you, little girl?
I'm Janie, and this is my daddy.
Why, Mr. Holliday, you never told me.
Now, look, Susie, Janie means I'm her daddy. Well, just sort of imaginary.
What's imaginary about being a father?
Sit down, Susie. I'll tell you all about it. I'm going to tell you a story.
Boy, oh boy, I'll bet this is going to be good.
Next week, same time, Alan Ladd stars as Dan Holliday in Box 13. Alan Ladd appears through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures and may currently be seen in Wild Harvest. Box 13 is written and directed by Ted Hediger. Original music is composed and conducted by Rudy Schrager. The part of Susie is played by Sylvia Picker. This is a Mayfair production.